Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
These are exciting days.
Yes, they
are. See what's happening with education in America. Mm. You know, as we're joining Secretary of Education Betsy DeVos being interviewed by a member of the American Heritage. You know, and she's talking very specifically about a topic that you hear about all the time, vouchers. But really, it's not about vouchers. It's about school choice. You should be able to it's your tax dollar. It's your kid. It's their future. If somebody says they're going to wait 5 years or 4 years before they do something, and your kid's in high school, that means they're not going to receive the benefit from that.
That's right.
Because that's 4 years. It's
and
from the ninth to 12th grade.
And you're paying for it. It's coming out of your taxes.
I'm paying for it. I don't have a kid in school right now, right? But think about it. This is what they're saying. Our elected officials live in public houses, send their children to private schools. They live in governor mansions, some of them in the White House. You know, and so Secretary of State Betsy DeVos is saying, you know, we need to embrace education freedom. Freedom to be able to do whatever you got to do to make sure your kid gets educated the way that they need to be educated, because every one of them has a unique destiny. Let's join them now. This is a member of American Heritage interviewing the Secretary of Education, Betsy DeVos.
You know, I've heard it said that some of our elected officials are the ones that live in public housing and send their kids to private school. They live in governor's mansions and sometimes in the White House, and they have school choice, but very often poor families don't. So very often we hear, when we talk about vouchers, they talk almost exclusively in terms of to send your kids to private school. But is that really the full definition? What else should we take into consideration?
Well, when we talk about school choice, most often people go to a voucher, which is simply a mechanism. There are many mechanisms to give parents and students opportunity to choose. So there are tax credit scholarships, education savings accounts, there are virtual schools, there are blended learning schools opportunities, there are charter public schools, and there's probably some methodologies not even yet discovered. But those are all just mechanisms. I think the core issue is that we need to really embrace, as a country, education freedom. And that allows us to think more broadly about what education should be. The opportunity to learn in different ways. We all know that, I have four grown children. They are all very different individuals, and they learned differently. And anybody who has more than one child knows that kids are different. And so we need to look at a system that for too long has forced kids into more of a one-size-fits-all approach and create environments where new creative approaches are able to come in and be tried and afford families different options and different places for their children to learn as they can best do.
That's so powerful. We want to hear from you. What do you think about that? What do you think about your children having the choice? You just sit with your kid, you decide what kind of education they're going to get, where you're going to spend the money that's allocated towards your kid. You know, this is awesome. This is happening. Everybody deserves a choice to be able to choose their destiny, and you get whatever you get, train your children in the way they should go. When they get old, they won't depart from it.
Well, we're seeing that right now. I mean, we have interns that are participating in a virtual education learning that's you know, provided by the state, and it allows them to get an enriched education while they're also doing an internship and involved in so many other activities.
Gaining wide knowledge of things that are going on.
It's amazing.
So I want to encourage you, if you haven't yet looked into the VFNI, the internship program, you need to go to VFNKB.com and look for signing up for the internship and applying for it. We want to hear from you. Comment below. And what do you think about this when she's talking about, don't you want choice? You know, and think about it. Don't we want our teachers to be able to care that our children want choice? You know, email us, write to us, comment below. We want to hear from you.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.